My 96.1 with My Mornings with Rachel and Will.
Let's talk about words, shall we?
I love words, okay.
We deal with words a lot, and there are a few words that people just cannot stand. This according to the website BuzzFeed.com.
Okay.
They took a survey of words that just gross people out. And we have a list.
Oh, no. We're going to have to hear these words?
Yes, but to be fair, you can't yell at us because we won't say the words.
Okay, that sounds like a good plan.
Yeah, we'll just have them computer generated. For instance,
squirt.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Squirt.
I don't know. I don't like that one.
How can you not like that one? It's a delicious drink of citrusy lemon and lime.
I do love that drink.
Yeah.
All right, what else is on your list?
Moist.
Oh, no.
That one does bug me.
That one's bad.
But when it's followed with a chur, I don't mind it. Moisture.
No, I don't like either one of those. I know that's the one that drives Bob Moore crazy. Because, we'll be talking about cooking stuff, and I'm like, oh, that chicken was so moist. And
does it drive Bob crazy or Bob Moore crazy?
Oh, my gosh. That was a bad joke. Moore is his last name, by the way.
Squelch.
Oh, that one's not bad.
That's cool. What?
You're squelching something. You're stopping it.
When was the last time you've ever heard anybody use the word squelch?
I've said squelched. I have, but it doesn't
matter.
Not
around me, ever.
No.
Because I would stop you and say, whoa, did you just make that up?
Secrete.
Oh, that one's not bad.
I don't know. That one's kind of gross.
Definitely a medically type term.
It's what you think of after you hear it that makes it gross.
Panties.
That one should just be abbreviated. Because I, at one time, had a co-host who literally would get furious if I said the word.
She got mad at you?
Like, mad.
Really?
So I just ended up calling them PTs.
Oh, that's just as bad.
It's PT.
No.
I'm not a PT.
I hate that word. But what else can you say? You can't just always say underwear, underpants.
Undergarments.
Undergarments.
Under PTs.
What else is on the list?
Defecate.
Oh, God. Oh, no. Skip it. Go move on right now.
Did you say
having
poop?
Breakfast.
Did you say poop instead?
Flaccid.
That one just makes me laugh. That one doesn't gross me out.
Yeast.
I know people that hate yeast. I don't get that one.
Chunk.
That's my favorite one right there.
There's one that I have that's not on that list. I hate it. I absolutely hate it. And tell me if you agree with me, okay, Will?
Okay.
Puke. I hate that word. Absolutely hate it, yeah. I would say throw up or some of the other word besides I hate the word puke.
I would much rather say chunk than puke.
Yes, agreed. Not that they mean the same thing, but okay.
Like, imagine calling up the boss and like, I'm not coming in today. What's wrong?
No, don't say it. Don't say it. I'm putting my headphones on.
Just chunked in the sink.
Gross. No. Okay, they're both equally bad then. In that context.
Orifice.
Orifice? That one's not too bad.
No.
That one doesn't do it for me.
Again,
Will.
Words. These are some of these words people just don't use anymore.
Coagulate.
There's one.
That's a cool word. That's
coagulate. Cool
word. These are supposed to be words that gross people out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
coagulate does not gross me out.
No, me neither.
Ointment.
Ointment. That doesn't bother me. It's just tricky to say. Ointment.
Crevice.
First of all, it's crevasse.
It is not.
It's a crevasse.
A crevice. It doesn't bother me.
So out of all these words, which ones are the ones that bother you the most?
The worst is panties, puke, which isn't on the list, and then probably moist would be a third.
All
yeah.
Right. What about you? Any words that really bother you that you just cannot stand? 855-961-0961.